The massive wildfires in north central and eastern Washington have disrupted tourism in many of the worst hit towns. Fires are also raging in British Columbia, but that hasn't stopped tourists from flocking to cities like Vancouver or Victoria. Frances Beulah is a journalist based in Vancouver, and she told Ross Reynolds that city's headed for a record year in tourism.
It's higher than it has ever been. Like, people kept saying last year was a banner year, and then this year is even higher. I have to say, it still doesn't feel quite as crowded as it did during the 2010 Olympics. But that was just because everyone arrived here for the 2 weeks, and that's where it was concentrated. But certainly a lot of people, and to the point where, one of the downtown business organizations said one of the problems they're having is there's a lot more complaints about litter because there's just so many people downtown that there's now not enough litter receptacles for all the takeout containers and coffee cups and so on when you get that amount of people flooding through who aren't regular, residents.
Aside from Vancouver's manifest charms, is there another reason for the big bump in tourism?
Of course. It's the dollar. Our dollar is now worth 20% less than the American dollar. So, from everything I've read, people who are flying in, they don't really realize that till they get here. But certainly people who drive over the border, they're very aware of the difference in price. And, when Canada's dollar was high in about 2011, there was all this hand-wringing about how American tourism was down, and now, of course, it's the complete reverse, to the point that, places like Bellingham and Seattle aren't seeing as many Canadian tourists or Canadian shoppers, and we're seeing a lot of people up here taking advantage of that dollar.
Several of the Women's Soccer World Cup games were hosted in Vancouver this year. How big an impact has that had on tourism?
I think that contributed to a certain extent, for sure, and you could really feel it in the city that there were a lot of, extra people swarming around. But there are a huge number of events here. I mean, there are conferences with 25,000 people that come to Vancouver. The festival and the jazz festival are really popular and seem to draw a lot of people from Washington and Oregon. So for sure, it felt very buzzy during the soccer game, but honestly, the place is swarming all the time. I drove once downtown and there was a cruise ship coming in and there were literally 200 cabs lined up. Like, my bus couldn't stop at its bus stop because the entire street was filled with cars. And that was when I went, oh, we have a lot of tourists here.
What's the economic impact of the additional tourism this year going to be on Vancouver and British Columbia?
BC sees tourism as a major industry. I've seen reports of economic impacts of, billions of dollars. Numbers are up about 8%. So that's more than just, a little wobble. That's a considerable increase. And there definitely is an economic impact from that. And I've heard that some hotels actually have been putting their rates up because they can do that now with the demand that there is.
Well, it sounds as though the wildfires we've seen in both Washington State and British Columbia have not disrupted tourism in Vancouver. But what about tourist destinations outside the city?
Yeah, they have been affected. Like, we have a wine area that's just north of your Okanagan area, also called the Okanagan. There's a lot of wineries there, and it's a favored tourist destination. And there were some wildfires that came right up to the edges of vineyards, although none were damaged to date. And for sure, the tourism was affected there. There were campgrounds that had to be emptied out at certain points. So they've definitely been affected. In Vancouver, all we got was a couple of days of bad haze.
Summer's ending. Do you expect to see a drop in the number of tourists coming, or is the low Canadian dollar going to keep drawing them?
I think the low Canadian dollar will keep drawing people. We get a lot of tourists here in the winter to go skiing. So they either go skiing on the local mountains or they're on their way up to Whistler or back down from it, and they'll stop in Vancouver for a while. And I think Vancouver, it hasn't gone quite as far as Tofino out on the west coast, which, promotes storm watching. I don't think we try and lure people up here to walk in the rain or anything like that. But still, it's a pretty mild climate for the winter. And so we still do get a lot of visitors from places that are snowier who are happy to be in a place that maybe even if it's a little bit cold and rainy, it's not freezing in snow.
Vancouver, BC journalist Frances Bila spoke with Ross Reynolds.